चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्ते भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते
My humble obeisances in the lotus seat of my Gurudev Om Vishnu Parshishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and my same humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Onitya Lila Pravishtung Vishnu Pad Shishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have begun Srimad Bhagavatam. And we begin from the Narada Upakhyan and we explain Guru Tattva yesterday. So Guru Tattva is the backbone. Guru Nishtha is backbone of bhakti. If anyone has no Guru Nishtha, then he cannot enter in bhakti realm. So Tadviddhi Paripatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadeshanti te jnana jnanina tattva darshina. If you serve by this unconditionally surrender, tadvidhi pranipat, pariprasna, always humble questions, and serving him, what he wants, knowing his desire, without asking, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all has served. See Chaitanya Manobhishtam, like this. Then he can know something bhakti, otherwise not. Oh, I've explained Dhruva Charitra, somewhere Prahlad Charitra, somewhere Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan, sometimes Bharat Maharaj Upakhyan, sometimes Kapil Dev Huti, sometimes here and there, so many things. So I want to explain some 10th cantos, the deep meanings hidden in his pastimes. But I want to also repeat something what we have done here and there. So what was the essence? What is the essence of Dhruva Charitra? What is? What is the essence of Dhruva Charitra? and 4-5 lines only.
Guruve Gaurachandra Radhikaya Hitadale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Gurudev has ordered me to tell something of the essence of Dhruva Charitra. So I know that all the devotees here are very familiar with this story, this Upakhyan history, true event. But what do we learn from this? What can we take from it, which is valuable in our spiritual life? First of all, Dhruva Maharaj received a mantra from Narad Rishi. Because his guru was so bona fide, and because he followed the orders of his spiritual master, therefore, very soon, this mantra manifested its power in the form of giving darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What a wonderful thing! When guru gives mantra to the disciple, if he will follow instructions, this mantra will manifest. The letters of the mantra will become, he will realize this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and have darshan. So we see Dhruva Maharaj was very determined. And this good thing we take from him. He was very, very determined in his bhajan. But there's also a lesson from this Upakhyan that we should take, something that we should not do. What is that? At the time of doing his sadhan, Dhruva Maharaj had some desire in his heart. And therefore, he has been called Sakam Bhakta, a devotee who has some desires. So we should not be like Dhruva, because when Dhruva Maharaj had the darshan of the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord wanted to give him a benediction. Dhruva Maharaj said, Stana bilaso tapasi stitoham tvam praptavam deva munindra guyam Kachan vichinvam api divya ratnam swamin kritatosmi param najache. Oh my Lord, I was performing very hard austerities with the intention of gaining a kingdom more powerful, more vast, and more glorious and opulent than that of my father, my grandfather, and great grandfather. But now I have attained you, and I realize something. All the opulence, all the name and fame and reputation, and money and followers and everything of this world. What is that? It is simply like pieces of broken glass. And now I've attained you. You are like a very valuable jewel. So I say, Swamin kritatosmi. Oh my Lord, I am satisfied. Baram najate. I don't want any benediction. But, because at the time of his sadhan bhajan, Dhruva Maharaj had mature desires in his heart. Therefore, he was bound to accept the result. The Supreme Lord gave him the benediction that he wanted. He became the sovereign of the whole world for 36,000 years. And after that, he attained Dhruvalok. This Dhruvalok is not outside of the coverings of this material universe. So his destination was not very high, because he was doing his hearing, chanting and remembering, but he had some material desire in his heart. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he has given us some guidelines. For those who want to do pure bhakti, they should observe this teaching. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana kamadyanabritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. The constant, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind and words, which are meant exclusively for the kalyan, for the happiness of Krishna. This is called uttam bhakti, but it will only be uttam bhakti when anya bilashita shunyam, it is completely devoid of all desires except for the desire to serve Krishna, and when it is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, jnana, cultivation of knowledge for the purpose of liberation, and yoga, dry austerities, dry renunciation, and astrology and so many other philosophies. So Dhruva Maharaj, his pastime, it teaches us that bona fide guru who gives bona fide mantra, this is very powerful. But it also gives us a warning. Be careful. Don't harbor any desires in the heart other than the desire to serve the lotus feet of Krishna.
So we should always remember what is pure bhakti. Anna bhilash shunya. Gyan karma adi anabhirtam. Anukullena Krishna shilanam bhakti ruttama. Oh, this is barometer of bhakti. Anything. That we can decide whether it is bhakti or not. Or this bhakti is in what class. So Dhuvar Maharaj, even he took darshan of
Narayan,
and he told that, oh, worldly these desires and swarg and everything is like broken glass. I don't want. But he tested it for 36,000 years. And after that he was liberated. But at the time of liberation, he told to the dut of Narayan, oh, where is my mother? I cannot give up my mother. Otherwise, I will not go. What is this? What is this thing?
Attachment.
Even attachment, worldly attachment.
Body and bodily consciousness.
So, his bhakti is not pure. Covered with anya vilashita. Even he was going to be liberated and going to Dhruvalo, but even he. So, it is good. We honor this bhakti, but our ist not is this bhakti. It is very easy to say, but very hard to do. So you should always remember this thing. What is the essence of Prahlad Charitra? You? Yes. What is written in Shastra, you should also always tell that thing, not from your mind. Otherwise, it will be wrong. You can come. Here, yes.
Umigyan dhamirandasya, gyanandana sadakaya. Slowly.
Short.
Chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. So Guru Maharaj mercifully asked me to try to describe something of the glories.
Louder, please.
Try to describe some of the glories of Prahlad. So we have heard from Guru Vaga that Dhruva Maharaj is Sakam Bhakta, but Prahlad is not a Sakam Bhakta. He is Gyani Bhakta. So Gyani Bhakta, he is Mahabhagavat. For example, when Lord Nisringadev gave him darshan, he said, "Oh Prahlad, take a benediction." So that time Prahlad prayed the lotus feet of Nisringadev, "Oh Lord, I am not a businessman, but I will do some service for you and you will give me some benediction in return. So I don't like to take a benediction from you." But Lord Nisringadev asked, "No, I am requesting you take one benediction." So Prahlad, he bowed down and said, "Oh Lord, if you really want to be merciful to me, then grant me that a benediction that within the core of my heart there should be no material desire." So still Lord Nisringadev, he wanted to ask one more benediction. That time Prahlad, he prayed for the deliverance of
all
his father.
Hearing well?
He prayed for the deliverance of his father, Hiranyakasipu. And Lord Nisringadev, laughing, "Oh, he has already been delivered. Ask one more benediction." So Prahlad Maharaj, that time, he's praying, "Oh Lord, I request that all the jivas in this world, they are suffering under the lashings of Maya. So I should take all their aparads, all their sins, and they should all be delivered back to Godhead." So Lord Nisringadev said, "Oh, Prahlad, instead I grant you the benediction, anyone who hears the wonderful pastimes between you and me, that person will attain Vaikuntha Lok." So Prahlad Maharaj is a Gyani Bhakta. For example, we hear from Shastra that darshan of Mahabhagavat, "Janjana na deke na deke taramurti, jaha deke nija ishta devasporti." Wherever the Mahabhagavat casts his glance, that time he sees his Ishtadev. So Prahlad was saying, Hiranyakasipu was saying, "Where is this Vishnu? You are saying that he is Savavyapt, all-pervading, but I can't see him anywhere." That time, Ranikasipu said, is he in this pillar, this stamba? And Prahlad said, oh, definitely he is there. Why? That is the vision of Prahlad Maharaj, Mahabhagavat. Sarvabhutesu yapasat Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanaha. Everywhere he sees his worshipful deity. So Ranikasipu took his sword and struck that stone pillar. Immediately from the stone pillar, to prove the words of Prahlad right, Bhagavan Nrsimhadev appeared there. So Prahlad Maharaj is a Gyani Bhakta, Mahabhagavat, and thousands of, isn't it like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? He heard the chitra of Prahlad Maharaj 108 times. So not that we are finding any fault with the Bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj. Millions of times we give dandavats. But if we look very, in a very fine way at the Bhakti of Prahlad, there is, something is lacking. For example, Prahlad Maharaj, when he had darshan of Lord Nrsimhadev, that time Prahlad Maharaj, because he's Gyani Bhakta, he never offered any service to Hiranyakasipu. He never offered any service to Bhagavan Nrsimhadev.
Only glorify him. What was drawback, I'm not told you to do.
So he was Mahabhagavat. How much he was undisturbed. Like Chunada Pisuni Chunada Torori Vasuishna Manina Madina Kirtanya Sarahadi. Even though despite so many obstacles presented by his father put him in boiling oil, had him trampled by elephants, snakes was there, he went to be cut by weapons, he was thrown off cliffs, many times he was tried to drown, he was trying to be burnt by his own auntie. But still, Prahlad Maharaj never became angry. Still with a fixed mind, he continued in remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is one lesson for us. Even though we think now I've come to bhakti, that my life should be free from obstacles. So we should not be disturbed. For example, even Srila Gokushodas Babaji Maharaj, when he was in Navadweep, the small boys used to throw stones at him and torture him. But Babaji Maharaj, when he'd see the small black children throwing stones, he would harmonize everything. Oh, Krishna, do you think you can get away with this? I will tell Mother Yasoda and she will punish you. And when the fair-colored boys would throw stones, he'd say, oh, Gaurasunda, can you escape from me? I will definitely tell Sri Sachimata that you are torturing me. So even a great soul like Srila Gokushodas Babaji Maharaj, he was not spared. But because of his bhakti, he could harmonize everything, understanding everything is coming by the mercy of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj's character is wonderful. He is Mahabhagavat. We bowing down to his feet and praying, even a little bit of tolerance, a little bit of nishtha and bhajan that he has, something of that may enter our hearts.
Thank you. Something more? Oh, Shyamrani. Something more? A special essence of.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Nalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Prahlad Maharaj very fearlessly preached to his fellow students, even at the risk of punishment or at the risk of the threat of punishment of his teachers. As soon as there was an opportunity, he told his fellow students born in the demoniac families that now we're young, 5 years old, and now is the time to take to Krishna consciousness. As we grow older, we become more and more attached, and it becomes more and more difficult. In old age, one simply reminisces his youth. Even at the objections of the students, he was insisting on taking to Krishna consciousness at a young age. So despite his teacher's threats and punishments, despite his father's threats and punishments, despite his students' arguments, he preached Krishna consciousness at every opportunity and told them to take to Krishna consciousness. That's one additional point. Should I mention about his being a Gyani Bhakti and not offering? No.
Not so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh. This chapter begins from the question of Yudhishthir Maharaj to Narad. Why it seems that Supreme Personality of Godhead not equal to all, and he takes the side of demigods and bhaks. Why it is so? In reply to this question, he tells that Oh, he always equal to all. But his partiality to devotees, oh, this is also a kind of his
quality,
good quality. And in this connection he told, if anyone does bhakti to Supreme Lord, he is liberated. But even anyone criticizing him continuously with anger, with lust, with dvesha, any of him, Sneha. Oh, by six things. Krodh, kaam, bhayat, snehat, bhakti, bhakti, by all these things. If anyone will chant, remember him, oh, he must be liberated. Kans, bhayat. Kans always, how to kill Krishna? How to Krishna? Where he is? What doing? Always Krishna, Krishna. So he was doing constitutionally. Continuous. 24 hours. So his all bad things went and he was liberated. And then dvesha, chadyado nripa. Dvesh. This means
envious.
And how? Oh, Shishupal. Oh. Always thinking that I must be killed by Krishna because it is somewhat like this. So I should first kill him that he should not kill me. And always thinking of Krishna. How to kill Krishna. And by this envious he, what? Attained liberation. So if anyone has even lust, what? If even anyone has lust, anyone to Krishna, what harm? If by envious and by anger they can be liberated, why not by lust more? Because they have some affection for Krishna. So no harm, they will be also. By bhakti it is somewhat very hard. By sadhan bhakti. But by all these things, very easily they can. So if anyone is lusty, and he can,
attain liberation.
Offering himself for lust to quench.
Repose.
To Krishna. Krishna is very beautiful. No harm, no harm. He must be liberated. And something more. Don't take the praman of gopis. Oh, gopis are nitya siddha. They are
bodily
manifestation. So, here Narad Rishi told all these things. So, if anyone is doing anyhow, but it should be continuous. Otherwise, you will not be liberated. So if you are giving the example of gopis, they controlled Krishna even. They took heart of the Krishna by this. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came mercifully to sprinkle his mercy. Oh, that you should only follow Brajavasi, not anyone. So there are so many things. What is the essence of Bharat Charitra? Pundarik.
Vajñānati mirandhasi jñānānjana shalākya chakṣuṇa militam yena tasmai śrī guruve namaḥ. from the pastime of Bharat Maharaj, we learned so many wonderful instructions and teachings. In his first life, first of all, we see how at the proper time in his age, he gave up everything material and he pursued with strong determination for the purpose of life, which is to attain the lotus service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he gave up his material sense enjoyment, just like one passes tool in the morning without looking back even once. So he did that, and he did that very strongly, firmly. And he went to the forest and he concentrated and gradually engaged all the senses, mind, body, everything in the service of Lord and meditation. And he attained a very high level of devotion, which we call as bhav or rati, which is a very high stage. Very rare people can attain that stage. And then what happens next? We see how he shows some compassion to the deer and then later on gets attached and he has to take another birth in the form of deer. From this point, there are two important instructions or essence which we can understand. First, that whatever we will remember at the time of death, there is no doubt we will attain that state in our next life. And Krishna confirms that in Bhagavad Gita. Secondly, when he showed his compassion to the deer, it was appropriate that after taking the deer out from the water, he would have left that baby deer on its own, but he got entangled. So similarly, if we feel some compassion for this souls, conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world, we should be very careful. The real benefit or the real compassion for any living entity is to engage anyone in the service of Krishna, because that's the real suffering. That is the real cause of their suffering. If we can eliminate that, then we have given complete welfare to that living entity. And that is only possible by engaging in pure devotional service. Then, in his next life as deer, what we see, because he has attained a very high level of bhakti bhav, although his body transformed into the body of a deer, but the followments of the bhakti was not interrupted. It was there. Confirmed by Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavayuna Vidyate, that this path is so secure, this path is so safe, that even if one deviates or one gives up the body while one has not attained the perfection, wherever one stops in his next life or when he gets the next opportunity, he will start from that point onwards. So he won't lose anything. Whatever he has attained will be perfectly protected by Krishna. And then what he did, because he had learned that lesson once in his life, so now he was not engaging or he was spending time with other deers. He was spending all the time in the association of the saints or sages who were residing in that forest. And at the time of death, he was thinking of the beautiful form of the Lord and saying wonderful prayers. He gave up the body of the deer. And in the next life, we see him coming as Jarbharat. And in this life, he was so much careful that what he did not even let anybody know that he had any such good qualities at all. Instead, he behaved like a mad person or a crazy person or a dull, who knows nothing. His father tried his best to teach him the Gayatri mantras, but couldn't succeed. So Jarbharat, in this life, he was within his heart deeply, without getting affected at all from the external world whatsoever, happiness, distress, insult, praise, whatever circumstances were coming in front of him, he was simply accepting that as part of the prarabdha. And he continued following his devotion towards the Lord. And then his wonderful discussion with King Rahugun, when King Rahugun was coming to meet Kapil Muni in his ashram. And he was telling him how the living entity in this material body covered with two bodies, subtle covering and the gross covering, gets attached to so many false prepositions around him, and thus is subjected for so many troublesome situations. And what is the cause of this whole miserable condition? The cause of this miserable condition is attachment. Because the soul, conditioned soul, identifies itself with this gross material body, he has to accept all these material conditions. Whereas the soul is completely beyond the effect of this material energy. We hear that also in Bhagavad Gita. So, what is the process? Process is same. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. But it has to be practiced in constant guidance of bona fide Vaishnavas. Then there is no loophole, and there is no risk at all that one may by any chance deviate from this path or commit any such act which would take him away from his goal of life. Hare Krishna.
Can you tell the essence what he told?
Om Agnati Mananda Syakandana Chalakaya Chakshulantani Dasmai Sri Guruvinma. Pundarik Prabhu has told the story of Bharat Maharaj, who, by his sadhan, eventually attained attained a very high level of Krishna consciousness, the stage of Bhav. Though he gave up all material attachment, he entered the forest to do his sadhan bhajan. Somehow, he became entangled in attachment to a deer that he saw was about to die, a baby deer. So he somehow felt compassion towards that deer, and he began to nurture and raise that deer. And over the course of time, more and more, he became attached to that deer, and he neglected his bhajan. So when death came, all of a sudden, unexpected, he entered the body of a deer. So Pundarik Prabhu has explained that due to his high level of Krishna consciousness, as Sri Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, that any endeavor that one does in devotional service is not lost. In his life as a deer, he remembered that he was a devotee in his last life, and he regretted greatly that he became attached to this deer. So he stayed away from all the other deers, from any social gatherings or any entanglement as a deer, and simply waited for death to come so he could again a human form of life. Then, in that form of life, he was very determined to not become attached again, entangled again in material life, so he pretended to be completely foolish and not know anything. So his father, even though he tried to train him as a Brahmin, he somehow became frustrated and could not teach him anything, so they neglected him, and he was just wandering in the fields, till eventually the king was coming by, and it was carried on a palanquin, and there they were looking for someone to fulfill a post of the carrier, so they grabbed him, and even though he was trying to perform that service and carry the king, he somehow was trying to avoid stepping on ants, because a Vaishnava does not ever want to hurt another living entity. So the king became very disturbed and was ready to chastise him. But then he realized that actually Bharat Maharaj, when he began to instruct him about his bodily concept of life, how he was thinking actually that he was a king and he was a servant, and how all these designations are simply illusion, he recognized that he was a great sage, a great devotee, and he surrendered to him.
Good. Very good. So you should be always careful. Don't be attached to any worldly thing. Even it is sattvic mercy. even don't go to go. Very carefully. I think that Bharat Maharaj never did any mistake to save that baby deer. But he was attached, this was his fault. He left attachment for his wife, children and kingdom and all these things. But what became he attached? Don't attach. He has achieved Rati. So only in 3 births he was liberated and he has again that Rati. But for us, very absurd, very. So you should be. So if he was remembering the deer and he was dead, remembering, and then he became deer. So if he was remembering Krishna as his associates, remembering and you are dead, oh, very good. Then you will come in that way. If you cannot do even, you can remember your Gurudev, high class of devotees, their activities, remembering, or Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And if you are going, you are dying like this, oh, very good. You will become high class of devotee. You can have a birth in high class of devotee's house. Srimatang Suchinang Grihe. Oh, and Krishna will give so many facilities there for your development of Krishna consciousness. Anyhow, don't have association of bad persons. Never. Try to have association of high class of devotees. So you should always remember all these things. And then Chitraketu Maharaj, the essence, what? In a brief. Very brief, no.
Onga gya natimirandhasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to discuss about Chitraketu Maharaj. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one symptom of the Bhagavatam is one Vitrasura Badhopetam. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has explained in his Tattva Sandarbha the symptom of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatra gayatram adhikritta varnate dharma vistara vritrasura badhapetam tam bhagavatam issate.
Delineations.
So in essence of vritrasura, Chitraketu Maharaj vritrasura upakhan, Chitraketu Maharaj cursed by Parvati Devi, yet he never became disturbed. If he wants, he can ask Parvati Devi, I don't like your curse, it will go to you. Then it bound to go to Parvati Devi. But his embodiment of Trinadapi Sunich and Tarorapi Sahishnu, so he tolerated everything. When he became Vritrasur, like a demon body, he is not acting like a demonic person. What is telling? He is praying to Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, aham hare tava padaika mula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya manasmareta supater gunanam grinita bakkarma karotu gakaya. Aham hare tava padaika mula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya. Oh God, I want to be servant of servant of servant, your padamul. Not stelling for your, who? Padamul means? Padaikamula. The padaikamula of Bhagavan is devotee. He want to serve devotee. If he can serve devotee properly, then God will be more pleased with him. So you want, she is telling, padaika mula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya, or anything else, manas maret asupater gunanam. Asupata means Bhagavan is soulmate. So you are my soulmate. I like my mind always remember you. And grinito bak by my body and by my speech. By speech I want to glorify always you continuously. And by body I want to serve your lotus feet and the lotus feet of devotees. Yet he is not satisfied. Bhagavan wants to give some benediction. Then he is telling, Nanaka pristham, nachaparamestam, nasarvabhomam, narasadhipattam, na yoga siddhira punarbhavamba, samanjasattva virajya kangche, nanaka pristham. I don't want to be a king in heavenly planet. Heavenly planet means here, upper planetary system of the world. Bhulok, bhuvalok, mahalok, janalok, tapalok, sattalok. Then Bhagavan is telling me, you want to be king or monarch of lower planetary system? He says, no, narsadhipattam. I don't like to be monarch of lower planetary system. No, you want any yoga, any vibhuti? Na yoga siddhi. I don't want anima, mahima, laghima. Any mystic power. So you want liberation? Apunar bhavamba. No, never. What do you want? Oh God, I know. You can give everything. But, samanjasattva virahajya kangche. I don't like anything else other than your viraha. Viraha means I want to remember you continuously. Because in viraha, there is always meeting in viraha. Viraha means, bi means special way, raha means milan. So I want that thing only. Again he is telling how to do sadhan. He is giving in one slokas. Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga stannam yatha vatsatara chudartha priyang priyeva busitang busanna manura vrindaksa dridik satetam. What? Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga. When bird give eggs in their nest, after that from eggs, baby bird come out. Yes, no eyes, no wings. The mother bird went for, went jungle for something
Don't
for his,
explain so much.
Feeding him. So, the baby bird always thinking about his mother, not for gain of his mother, for own self. Chitta Goswami told, I don't like this. I like to pray like a calf. In calf, always remember his mother, and when mother come back, he is calling mom, that means he is doing kirtan. Again he told, no, it is not proper. So he told, priyang priyeva busitang busanna manura vrindaksa didik satetam. Just like if one beloved went other country and his lover came to know his coming back, then he's always remembering him, is prepare, she is remembering him always, preparing everything for him and always glorifying with other his glorification. In this, he is always remembering. Here he listening, Sravan Kirtan Smaran, three is here. So, being in Vritrasura form, in demon form, always glorifying God in three way, in this way. So, here, Priyang Priyeva, he is not told husband and wife. In husband and wife, there is some bondage. According to Vedic tradition, wife bound to control by husband. But here, priyang, priyeva, lover and beloved, they are not like this. Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, the relation between Krishna and Braja Gopis, their relation is lover and beloved. Other than Krishna and Brajavasis, there are so many relations as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, no relation like lover and beloved. So, Vritrasura told, Chitraketu Maharaj told in Vitrasura form, I want to serve you like this way. So in this way, in this sloka, is giving hints, what is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the best mood to serve Krishna, Priyang Priyeva? So, the Vitrasura Upakhyan, the story of Vitrasura, one prominent symptom of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you want to do bhajan, then we have to learn something from Chitragatu Maharaja Vitrasura Upakhyan, that this is the best mood, which give direction by Chitragatu Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Bancha Kalvataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavane Bho Vaisnava Bho Namo.
Also you should note and remember that Chitragatu Maharaj has so many wives, but no son or daughter. So he was unhappy and he wanted to, he desired that if a son will be, then I will be happy in life. But anyone in this world cannot be happy by so many children or wealth, reputation, any worldly thing. Never and never. And he saw that how his only one child was given poison and he died. And he could not become happy. So, any worldly thing you cannot make you happy. Only Krishna Bhakti. So, Parvat Maharaj told, but he never cared for this. So, in the last, he realized that without Bhakti, anyone cannot be happy. Then he took mantra from Narada and Parvat Maharaj. And rest what is there. Even Chitraketu Maharaj was liberated. And Bhakta. And Parvati, by no reason, she cursed him. But he was not unhappy. Never tried to take revenge. So if anyone is abusing you, don't be angry. Oh, you should tolerate it. Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahi sunana. If you want, you should try to be like. Like Prahlad Maharaj. He was given poison and so many things, but he never told any rough word to his father. So don't be worried for all these things. Always you should remember and chant Krishna and glorify. If anyone doing something wrong, oh, you should tolerate. But if anyone is criticizing Guru, Vaishnava and Hari, Vedas and all this, or try to stop his tongue. Like Hanuman, you can burn his house and himself also, no harm. No harm. But if you are not so much powerful, then what? Or do this and go to Ganges or any river and take bath and chant Hare Krishna. Oh, why I went there? And if you are knowing so much arguments, you should cut off all his arguments and defeat him. And tell him, promise that I will never do like this. So, we should learn all these things. Then, I want to enter in 10th canto. Oh, where is that girl to whom I told? Oh, you should come here. Oh, quickly, quickly, you should come with your violin. Oh, very good. Very, very soon, very soon. Where you have kept your bag? Oh. Very soon, very soon you should bring. Oh, he will do parikrama first. You can come by and help. Oh, come on here. Affair, he is doing parikrama. He will take our time. Here.
one mic or
what? What is telling? For you she did that. And for devotees, pure devotees, oh very good. For example, that we should be careful. But for you, oh very bad. Song.
Sing with it?
With song.
Oh no.
Oh, you cannot. Oh, you should try. Any English song, Hindi, or anything. As you want.
Oh,
with singing and you should. As you like.
Oh, can others sing?
Yes, sir. Oh, don't plow, don't plow.
And Bhajan?
No, no. Oh, you should yourself sing and play. Very easy, you are doing. Quickly, quickly. Mahamantra also you can do. Perfect, you should be. You are like a student. You should try to be perfect. Hare Krishna. Then, Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many things more. Each word of each shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam has deep meaning. And each shloka, there is some glorification of Radha and Krishna both, especially Radhika. Oh, Radha must be there. In first shloka, in last shloka, here and there. And there is somewhat glorification of Nam Sankirtan, the essence of Srimad Bhagavat, it may be told. With love and affection, with Braj Prem, you should do the chant and do kirtan of the names of Krishna. Like, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Govinda Damodara Dvesi Govinda Damodara Dvesi So everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, like this. So, Srila Vyasa Deva Sukadeva Goswami, especially did for Vyasadev, he was not satisfied by writing so many things. Even Gita was written at that time, but he was not happy. Why? No glorification of Krishna. What is the most high class of glorification of Krishna? That Krishna is massaging the fates of Gopi, giving his head to this is the answer. So now here Sukadeva Goswami in the council of dying Parikshit Maharaj. He was telling the glorification of Soma Surjayo. The dynasty of Som dynasty and Chandra dynasty, Sun dynasty. In Sun dynasty, he glorified Sri Ramachandra, Ambarish Maharaj, and so many. How glorious they are, especially Ramachandra. And in Chandra Vansa, Soma Vansa means Chandra Vansa. Dharma Shilasya Jado. So many kings, powerful kings were there in Chandravans. So, in them, Jadatir Maharaj was one of. But he was somewhat lusty for the daughter of Sukracharya, and he married. But anyhow, Sukracharya cursed him that you should be at once old because you have neglected my daughter. Then he became old at once by his one word. And then he became old. But he wanted that, I was young. My all the wives are young still. But I have become old. How to enjoy this world? And then he again went to Shukracharya and pleased him with his or that wife. And then he told, oh, you can change your oldness. He tried to change his oldness by his sons. He has 4-5 sons. And he told to the eldest, Jadu, that can you give me your youngest to enjoy my this life with wife so many, with children and all? He denied, my life is not for this. You can take it happily, but to serve Krishna. Otherwise I cannot give. So disappointed he told to his another son. He became very angry to this son and told that, oh, you cannot be
in my dynasty.
Ever. Have cursed. You, your sons, or anyone. And then he told to other, and he was ready. Oh, father, you have given this birth, so happily I want to give you. And that was changed. Oh, for 10,000 years, he enjoyed, but not satisfied. Najatu kama nam upabhogena samyati. Oh, by this lust cannot be given up by enjoying. Never. By sense gratification, it will go more and more. Like if you will give any fuel to
fire.
Oh, again it will be new. Not satisfied. So, he was not satisfied. And then gave up everything. And again he changed his youngness to his son. And he went to forest and to chant. But what became of Jadu? He denied that I cannot give my youngness, young age, to enjoy these worldly things. What became? Oh, Krishna, by this reason he became so happy and he came in his dynasty. So he is Dharmashil. Oh, and not other sons of Jajati. What they were? Oh, Laukik Dharmik. Nothing. Not important. He will come and go in. Cyclic, endless chain of birth and death. But Jadu Maharaj, oh, he will be at once liberated. And that is why Krishna came in his dynasty. Avatirya Jado Vanse Bhagavan Bhutabhavana Kritavan Jan Vishwatma Tan Noble. So Parikshit Maharaj, hearing up to 9th canto, oh, he's putting some prashna,
questions
to Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami. That Krishna here, he descended to this world with Ansena. Ansena means Baladeva Prabhu, Saha Baladeva. He came to this world. And what he did here? I know. What? Nivartya tarsai upagiyamanat bhavasadham badi manobhiramat bhavasadho srotri manobhiramat kah uttam slok gunanubadat virajjet vina pasupinat. Nivartya tarsai upagiyamanat. If by fortunate, any high class of devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Narad Goswami, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, like my Gurudev, very, but strong all these things. And also Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Nivritta tarsai upagiyamanat. If that devotee who is going to tell Hari Katha, Nivritta tarsai. He should be Nivritta from all worldly desires. Detached from worldly things. He must be. If he is like that, and he is very rashik, like Sukadeva Goswami. Knowing all these special truths, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, everything. And if he is explaining the sweetest pastimes of Krishna, this is Bhavushadhi. What is the meaning of Bhavushadhi? Best medicine. For whom? Those who are coming and going in endless cyclic order of birth and death. For them. This is called Bhavarog. Shrutri Vanovirat. You know that fall malaria, quinine is best. Quinine?
Quinine.
But if it is covered with any sweet sugar, then you can give to children also. Sugar coated. But it is very, bitter. But this aushadhi, Shrutri Manoviramat. The words of the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Very, very sweet. In hearing also sweet. And if you know the meaning of these, the words of that slok, very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. And this is only the medicine of all this bhavarog. Ka uttam slok gunanubadat. If any high class of devotees are speaking the sweet pastimes of Krishna with a tattva, then what became? Puman virajyet, kah puman virajyet pina pasukna. Who will neglect this? Who will not hear? Only the persons who are like a butcher. Not killing others. Others killing and killing?
Self-killing.
So, we should try to hear all these things. Give him all kinds of jobs and everything. Even chanting himself, you should give up. And here presently one pointed what he is telling. You should drink that Mahaushadhi. Mahaushadhi. What is Mahaushadhi?
Medicine.
Only high class of medicine. What? Hearing. Everywhere it has been told. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, like this. It has been told. Even Srila Sukadeva Goswami has told, Nideham Addam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plong Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayanu Kullananabhasvateritam Puman Bhavabdim Jatareta Atmaha. What is the meaning? Don't sleep. Try to hear presently.
Nridayam Adam. There are so many forms of life, but prominent and best among them is Nrideha, this human form of life. Nridayam Adam Sulabham. It is Sulab. It is obtained easily, automatically, as one is moving through the chain of birth and death. After millions and millions of births, he automatically comes to this level. Sulabham, sudurlabham. But it is very, very rare. Extremely rare. This human body is plavam sukalpam. It is exactly like a boat. If you are stranded anywhere, or you are drowning in the ocean, then if a boat comes, it is a matter of great fortune for you. So you are very lucky to get this human form of life. It is a matter of great fortune. Now, if one has a boat, something else is required. Plavam sukalpam, guru karnadharam. If you have a boat and you're in the middle of the ocean, where will you go? Round and round in circles only. But if you have a very good captain who knows how to take you across all obstacles and take you in the right direction, then you can come to the dry land. and go home. So, if someone has this human form of life, which is like a boat, they should have a captain on their boat to guide them. That is called Sri Guru. Guru is called Karnadhara, the captain. Karnadhara means who grabs your ear. He takes your ear and he rectifies you and steers you in the right direction. This indicates one should be under guidance, not only having an official connection with Guru, but never hearing him, never associating with him, never following his instructions. Or really, one should be under his guidance, tight reins. So, Plavam Sukaupam, Guru Karnadharam, Mayana Kulyena Nabashvaberitam. Also, if you want your boat to move, then you should have a very favorable wind. What is that favorable wind? Sadhu Sangha. Be in the association of very pure and high-class devotees. Pumam bhavabdim nataretsa atmaha. If a person obtains all of these great opportunities, these fortunate opportunities, a person gets a human form of life, also attains the guidance of a bona fide guru, and also comes in the association of very high-class and pure devotees. If that person does not then take advantage of that wonderful opportunity and cross over the ocean of material existence, then nataret sa atmaha. That person is completely suicidal. They are very crazy fellow. They are only killing themselves. So this warning has been given in Shastra. Try to take these good opportunities, but taking them, or having received all of them, don't make the mistake of not following properly, because this is only like suicide.
Shukadev Goswami told, for 6 days, hearing. Now, do you feel some water? Thirsty? Or to take something? Oh, never, never. Go on giving this nectar. I don't like to what? Take water or any prasadam or anything. I want to hear again and again the pastimes of this Krishna. If anyone, jnane prayasa udapasya namantaiva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanuvang manobhir prayaso ajita jito api traiha trailokyam. Oh, it is very hard to please Krishna. Very hard. But anyone, where he is, he should be there. Jnane prayaso dupasya. Gepikam, even, what thing? High class of tattva jnana. Krishna is supreme personality of God. He has so much opulence. He is so merciful. He can create lakhs and lakhs in universe in a 1 second. Again, he can make it. Or he can do anything that is not possible. Even he can do. Or this is called tattva jnana. Even not for forgetting all these things. What doing? Always hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Who is speaking Harikatha to do or pranam doing? Shastam. To the council, doing pranam. Those who are audience, doing pranam to them. Those who are managing, we are very grateful. We are very grateful. Accept my dandavat. So, to the place also. Now it is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. So, we should try to do like this. And hearing the pastimes of Krishna. So, tattva jnana, if it will come very easily. What needed bhakti? Everything will come there. And Krishna will be controlled by that. Ajit Krishna. Very hard to. But even it will be very easy. So try to hear pastimes from any high class of this Vaishnava. He is telling. So I don't want water or any food grain or anything, continue this. I know there was a very big battle that is called Mahabharata. You know all. And in that, there were so many strong personality like Bhisham Pitamaha, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, Karna, and so many. For Bhishma Dev, he was, he has a boon that he cannot be killed by anyone. And if he will like, he can give up his body. Otherwise, anyone cannot. You know Dronacharya, who was greatest
archer.
And he has also boon. Then if you will wish, then you can go. Otherwise, anyone cannot kill you. Ashwatthama, the son of Drona. How he was?
Immortal life.
Immortal life, having Brahmastra by Dronacharya. And Kripacharya, he was also immortal. Cannot be done. So they are Atirathi. Atirathi means anyone cannot defeat them. But my Pitamah, Arjuna, easily crossed this battle, Mahabharatam, killed all, defeated all very easily. How? Because he's made Krishna his Sarathi,
charioteer.
And he told, I am giving my everything. You should take the brain of the horses and you should direct me. So by the what? Ahetuki.
Causeless
mercy of Krishna, Arjun, he defeated all and won the battle. So I am doing pranam to you, O Krishna. So continue your doing this. If you will read Mahabharatam, you cannot give up by reading. Oh, continuously. So many things. So, he is telling. So, I am doing pranam to that Krishna, Supreme Personality. Why he came to this world, descended, and with Baldev? Why he left Mathura after his birth? And how many days he was in Gokul? And what he did there? And when he returned from Gokul to Mathura, how many years he was there? And why he left also Mathura and he went to Dwarka? I want to know all these things and all the past times. Hearing this question, evaṁ niṣyam phragunandan sādhuvādam vaiyāsaki sa bhagavānata viṣṇurātam pratyaccha krishna charitam kalakam kali kalma sagnam vyahartum avarat bhagavata pradhanam. So bhagavat pradhan. Deshukdev Goswami heard this and became very, very inspired to tell the Hari Katha. And all the items there, we are hearing all these things. Then he began to speak. How Krishna descended? Why? What was the reason? Can you tell some? Very, very sweet all these things. I think that there will be no sleepness. Don't sleep. Otherwise may tell, you should stand up.
There are several reasons why Krishna descended to this world. One reason is that during the time of Ramchandra, As you know, he performed a sacrifice with the golden sita on the suggestion of Vasistha Muni. Every year he performed this sacrifice.
Oh, you are explaining so.
Oh.
In 1 year it will take.
Oh. Okay, I'll be brief. One, because there were many sitas as golden sitas, and each one of them wanted to be with Ram. But he said, when I come back as Krishna, then you can all come with me and I'll dance with you all. So they also became gopis in Krishna's Rasleela. Also in relation to,
Jada jada hi dharmasya bha.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that whenever there's a discrepancy in religious principles and a predominant rise in irreligion, at that time I descend. So there were so many demoniac kings, and Krishna came to deliver his parents like Devaki and Vasudev, and to save his parents and destroy all the demons who were torturing the Yadu dynasty. Also, when Ramchandra was married to Sita, so many princesses in Janakpur wanted to marry him, but he said, not in this life, when I come back as Krishna. Also, in relation to Bali Maharaj's wife, she became very angry at... daughter, she became very angry at Vamandev for punishing her father, and she said, if he ever comes as my son, first she wanted him as a son, but then when she was very attracted to his beauty, but when he punished her father, she said, if he comes as my son, then I'll kill him. So in order to satisfy her, he let her become Putana, and she tried to kill him, but she attained the position of a mother in Golok. So there were so many reasons from past appearances of Krishna that he came now as Krishna and satisfied so many devotees and also destroyed so many demons.
Thank you. And though there are so many reasons that Krishna descended, but especially he came. What? He should make a very good pastimes. That coming dynasty, hearing my pastimes, they will have taste in to hear. And then by that, very easily they can be liberated from this world. And very easily they can have the position in Golok Vrindavan, very easily. There is no other means. So, he came, descended with his whole associates, like father, mother, with whole braja, with whole friends, with cows and calves, with Govardhan, with Jamuna, all are transcendental from Golok Vrindavan. He descended there. Where? In Bhaum Vrindavan. Why? I told you. He will taste so many things. He will feel, he will do so many sweet pastimes. At that time, in my all pastimes, only my associates will be there. But after that, what will be? After that, Sukadeva Goswami will come and glorify my all pastimes, top to bottom to top. All everything. How he killed Putana? How he pulled Trinavar? Sakatasur. Why he left Gokul? Damodar Leela. So, also, Falvikrini, fruit seller, lady. And after that he came. How he was engaged in cow herding, Gopashtami. How he killed Pralambasur and what? Dhenukasur, Akasur, Bakasur. What was there? Something was there. How he took Govardhan on his left or this finger? Why he punished Indra? Why he cheated Brahma? Even why? How he did Rosh? Being Supreme Personality, and he came to establish Dharma. And why he did so? That he called all the gopis and created Rosh with them. This nonsense. Why this? It looks like a nonsense. But why he did? And why he left then Mathura even? Why he killed Kansa, his own maternal uncle? Like that. Why he? And how he married? Or so many 16,108 queens. And how he fought in Mahabharata battle. And why he? Engaged fighting his whole dynasty and they were all finished. And then how he went there. So all question he arose. And then Sukhdeva Goswami became very happy and began to explain all these things. And Parikshit Maharaj asking very humbly some questions. Those who will hear all these pastimes of Krishna, they must be liberated and they must be have any position in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. Surely, no doubt. But they should hear like Parikshit Maharaj. This is only condition. Gaur Premanand Vibho.